Hello, folks. Welcome to Financial Survival. This is Pastor Butch Paul. No, Melody's not here today. She's taking care of some personal things in her life. We all have to do that once in a while, but I'll do my best to fill her shoes. Now, folks, I am not an expert as she is on finances, but I'm doing my best if I can to share stories with you and give my opinion for whatever it's worth and my take on the news and what's happening financially around the world and other issues also. But you're listening to Financial Survival, and we're glad to have you with us tonight and this afternoon. I hope you would maybe pay attention to what I'm saying, to the point that you'll take seriously that your future is in your hands. Honestly, folks, when it boils right down to it, it's in our personal hands. It can't be anybody else's hands. We can't trust man with anything. That's what the Bible says, Jeremiah 17:5. Cursed be man put his trust in man. It's in our hands, and learning from God's word and lessons to try to do what's right and to prepare for the future. I'm going to do my best to start with the market updates, as Mild always does. This is what I found. And again, this may not be 100% right on, but I did the best I could, so bear with me on this. Dow Jones is up 377 points, 25,430. The NASDAQ up 105 at 7,413. The S&P is up 34 points, almost 35 points, 27.44. So everything is up in the market. So we'll discuss maybe some of the reasons why in a minute. Oil is up 6% at 53.12. Gold is up $4 at 13.11. Silver is up 1 penny, looks like, 15.69. Platinum up 4, 7.92. And palladium up 19 at 13.92. Now, I didn't get into the index, all the things. I'm not as well-versed as she is, but please bear with me. I'm sure some of y'all are kind of disappointed, perhaps, but we'll do the best we can to get things out to you, because it's important. We're going to do our best, not just to... We're not here to scare you. Folks, we're facing reality. This is not a fear-mongering program, and the preaching I do is not either. I preach the Bible as it's written. I preach salvation and judgment like it's written. And the same thing with finances. We have to face the reality and move on. That's what we have to do. And to plan for the future according to what we know is right. Now, I want to read something to you, I think, in a way of some common sense that I think you enjoy very quickly. Because this is biblical, but science has found something out here that I mentioned briefly last week. There's another point the scientists figured out. Now, listen to this, because this is important. 1 minute of anger weakens the immune system for 4 to 5 hours. Did you hear that? 1 minute of anger weakens your immune system 4 to 5 hours, while 1 minute of laughter, 1 minute of laughter boosts the immune system for 24 hours. That's why you hear me doing a lot of joking and laughing, because a merry heart, according to Scripture, Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart worketh good like a medicine. Laughter is important. Even in chaotic times, even in immoral, evil times, it's important that we do spend some time in laughter and enjoyment with our friends and family. It really is. Laughter is a gift from our Creator for a purpose. Now we know it's not just to feel good at the moment. It can make you feel good for quite a while. And anger is just the opposite. So just keep that in mind as we move on here today, okay? Obviously, you've heard the news that the negotiators may have reached a new deal to avert another government shutdown. And we'll read part of this article to you, and we'll see what happens. Only time will tell. I've heard different opinions, different places, different comments. But with what happened with the last time the shutdown, and you remember that very, very vividly, I'm sure, and I still don't understand all the ins and outs of that. I do not. I truly don't. I did hear him say that some non-essential workers were laid off, and I still can't get through my brain and into my head why anyone would have non-essential workers working and getting paid. I haven't figured that out yet. But anyway, congressional negotiators announced an agreement in principle Monday night on a broad spending bill they hope will satisfy President Donald Trump's demands for additional border barriers and avert another government shutdown at the end of the week. The compromise represents a remarkable turnaround for negotiators tasked with staving off another shutdown, just hours after lawmakers on both sides said the talks were on the brink of falling apart. We reached an agreement in principle between us on all the Homeland Security and the other six bills, said Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Richard Shelby, Republican from Alabama, a lead Republican negotiator. The White House has been consulted all along, Shelby added, noting that he's been given latitude to negotiate on behalf of the administration. The tentative deal includes $1.375 billion for physical barriers, a type of fencing that resembles the steel slats that Trump has specifically called for, according to a congressional aide briefed on the talks. It includes a total of 55 miles, which is just 9 miles shy of Trump's last budget request. In exchange, Democrats agreed to drop their demand to restrict the number of people who can be detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement at a time. Negotiators agreed to fund a total of 40,520 detention beds for ICE, a roughly 17% reduction from the current levels, the aide said. Now, comment on that if you don't mind from me. I don't know what this is going to mean. Trump's still talking about perhaps making almost like executive order, a nice emergency to build the wall. We will see. He got far less than the $5 billion he requested for the wall. And folks, to be honest with you, $5 billion for what they spend a day in our federal government is nothing. This was not a battle over money. It's a battle over ego and childish feeling between both ways. Maybe this will work out now, where perhaps they can get something settled before Friday, the deadline. But I still have a problem with the idea that we have criminals coming across the border, and we house and feed them and take care of them in every way possible, including medical, while we decide whether they get to stay or not. Now, I don't know how that turned out, that it's got to be on us, the taxpayer, to feed someone while we find out whether they're criminals or not, or whether they get to stay in the country. I don't understand all this. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong way, but I probably am. But billions and billions of dollars are being spent for us to take care of people that are here illegally. And now, seeking asylum, I understand, we let men take care of them until the time is up. But why is that on us again? I mean, why do we have to pay for someone to be taken care of when they come here seeking asylum? I don't get it. Maybe I'm hard-hearted and hard, I don't know, just plain stupid, but I just don't get that. Now, different topic, but concerning Trump also. I'm sure you probably heard this already. This is something I think most of us known for over 2 years. It says stock surge as Senate Intel Committee confirms no collusion. Now, folks, this is still back and forth to the Democrats and still saying this, and they're going to look at that. But according to this article, and I think it's probably true, the CNBC News, nearly a year after the colleagues in the House reached a similar conclusion, the Senate Intel Committee said on Tuesday that it is preparing to conclude its investigation into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia after finding, get this, no direct evidence of a conspiracy. That's according to NBC News. Now, 2 years of billions of dollars wasted that you and I send in and they tax us for. And I'm not saying if Trump did something wrong, he shouldn't be punished, but 2 years of nothing. 2 years that you and I knew 2 years ago was nothing. The investigation is coming to a close after 2 years and more than 200 interviews. Senate Intel Committee Chairman Richard Burr said the decision to end the probe was made after the committee started running out of new questions to ask. Wow. If we write a report based upon the facts that we have, then we don't have anything that would suggest there was a collusion by Trump campaign in Russia, said Senator Richard Burr, a Republican from North Carolina, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, in an interview with CBS News last week. Barr was careful to note that more facts may be yet uncovered, but he also made clear that the investigation was nearing an end. We know we're going to the bottom of the barrel because there's not new questions that we're searching for answers to, Barr said. Now, folks, 2 years and come up with nothing. Don't tell me this wasn't a political one. I am not pro-Trump. You say, oh, you don't take Trump. No, I'm not. I am not pro-Trump. You say, well, the different point, he's better than Hillary. That's not the point now. Trump's president now. He's the one that says he's going to do all these things, and he's the one that maybe has taken a stand hard enough and severe enough that he's caught a lot of flack. But folks, any change of decorum in politics, anyone who would dare question the elitist plan and the liberal side of things to take a stand against anything from finances to immorality is going to catch flack. Can you imagine if a man today, a true man of God, got in and run on a sound financial basis of gold and silver and moral concepts, what they would do to him? They'd crucify him. But now, after all 2 years of wasted time and money, it looks like he came up with nothing. 2 years. But we look at that and think, well, it's no big deal, right? It is a big deal. We spent how many thousands of man hours, wasted time and dollars on nothing. That makes me kind of angry. Maybe it doesn't you, but it does me. It truly does. And on a different topic, along the different lines, y'all heard the story about Jussie Smollett. I think he's an Empire star. I think he's a TV star. He's a black homosexual who told the Chicago police that he'd been abused and tied rope around his neck and beaten him and they used racial slurs. A hate crime was committed upon him. Well, come to find out, looks like this little boy's lying. Chicago police say they will be requesting more phone records from Empire star Jussie Smollett regarding the racist and homophobic attack he allegedly faced 2 weeks ago. Smollett has turned over heavily redacted phone records, but evidence had begun to emerge suggesting his story was fabricated. Rumors are swirling that police are even considering charging him with filing a false report. I don't know. I what can I say? It's really a sad situation. This nation is so divided and so tore up, and everyone wants their moment in the spotlight. And with the Me Too movement and all the other things happening, there's so much going on. I mean, Virginia still can settle down and be happy with what they have in government, and I understand where they're coming from with Fairfax and his allegations of a Me Too moving on him. Maybe there's something there. This is amazing to me. It really is. It truly is. And means Americans will end up with a smaller or no refund this year. And that's making a lot of them mad, because you remember the tax law that passed last year is going to help everybody save money, and it's going to be at least $1,000 extra a year for everybody. Well, I suppose it did. But it's come back to haunt some people now. When Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, Trump's tax code overhaul in early 2017, the big expectation for tax season 2018, the first tax filing season under the new tax law, was that virtually all Americans would end up receiving a bigger refund. And yet, as numerous analysts have noted, as many as tens of millions more taxpayers will end up with no refund or a smaller one compared with a year ago before the lower rates fully took effect. You say, how is that possible? The explanation rests with the many other changes that made it into the revised tax code. As millions of American taxpayers sift through the revised tax code, some are venting their surprise and anger. First, the facts. With about 10% of households having filing returns through the weekend, the percentage of households getting tax refunds is similar to last year, but the average refund size is down 8%. Now, what it boils down to, folks, there were stipulations in the bill that cut out certain tax deductions that people have been taking all the time. And no one knew to increase their withholdings to make up the difference. So some are getting nothing back, and a lot are getting a whole lot less back, and they're angry about that. Well, I don't want to tell them about that. It's just, they have to understand that government really doesn't give up a whole lot in finances. I have lived long enough to know, 70 years in this country, in this world, to know this, that governments, I don't care whether it's city, county, state, or federal, they're not in the habit of giving back money. They're in the habit of spending money. They're in the habit of bleeding the public as much as possible to maintain their status quo. And understand this, folks. When people get in power where they can do certain things, Human nature being what it is will cause them to become greedy. And government is a leech. And a leech cannot sustain itself unless it has a healthy body to bleed. And they're bleeding the people. Tax cuts in one area means tax increases in another. You just won't get over the fact that there's going to be any real tax cuts that's going to amount to anything because they can't do with less money. Oh, you say, well, they went $1 trillion deeper in debt because of this. That may be true. But show me the personal, on the average wage earner, show me the difference that made in their lives, really, that really mattered enough that they could make a difference, like, and maybe purchasing a new home or addition to a home, or show me what made a whole lot of difference. I mean, really, show me that. While the public, you and I, we'll say the little guys, kind of get shafted about everything, every way you turn, we find out that the ones who pass these laws, the ones who we say are our leaders, our government, tend to do quite well for themselves. When it comes right down to this simple matter is that you and I had better be wise enough to know that you can't put your trust in man or in paper or in things that are easily manipulated and changed as paper and man's laws. When men make the laws, the men who make the laws can make the laws to turn everything to their favor if they so desire. And as long as the people will tolerate this in the name of whatever, peace or life, tyranny only grows stronger and more invasive. This is exactly why Melody Seastrom has been on this radio show for so many years, trying to tell you to prepare yourself for what the future holds, because, my friends, I'm telling you the truth. The future financially in this country is getting very, very shaky. Every day that goes by, your paycheck buys you less and less. And very few people, unless you work for the federal government, are going to have pay increases to keep up even with the inflation rate, much less all the other things that happen to their lives, like broken down automobiles and maybe hospital stays, things that we don't expect to happen. But to keep up with inflation, most people's pay does not maintain their standard of living. Now, you know that's the truth. After this break, I'm going to share with you, I'm going to compare what the federal workers or Congress gets in the way of retirement compared to you and I. And you tell me, since when do the servants get to live better than the ones who pay their salaries? The masters are supposed to determine what the servants are paid. Unfortunately, folks, we're no longer the masters. We are the servants in this country. If you don't believe me, this time you get a paycheck, take a look at it and see what's missing first. See what's taking out of your paycheck. You see, look at that. Then we'll discuss servants and masters. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back. Again, this is Pastor Butch Paul sitting in for Melody Cederstrom. She had to take some time off some personal issues, and I'm glad you're with us, and I hope you'll call her. And don't call and tell her how bad a job I've done, please, but call and ask how you can help take care of yourself. And again, I've shared with you all many times on this radio broadcast and my own radio show what it meant to me years ago to listen to her and others on some wise counsel and prepare myself for the future and start buying some precious metals. What it's meant to me and my family, I can't describe to you folks how what a blessing it's been to understand the Word of God, listen to wise counsel, prepare for the future with sound financial ideas and wisdom. And all I know is right now, but by the grace of God, I'm debt free. I've been able to take care of my family somewhat more than I probably would have. No doubt I couldn't have without this. And I'm just trying to tell you, call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And ask her what you can do to get started. I don't care if you got $200, $20, or $20,000 or $50,000 to invest. I'll tell you right now from personal experience, as a pastor, as a friend, as whoever you want to call me, that will be the wisest move you ever made financially. The wisest move you ever made financially. I promise that's true. Now look at some other things here. You know, I just mentioned before the break, who works for who here? I always thought the people that were the person that's a boss should make more money than the ones who work for him. Or at least do as well. Wouldn't you think so? Well, this article says, while many Americans are struggling to save for retirement, employee pension programs, both public and private, are facing lots of uncomfortable realities. Elected representatives and senators in the United States will still receive envious pension benefits for life. Retirement pay for Congress is not normally a big election year issue, but it might serve as evidence of a disconnect between lawmakers and mainstream America. I'm sorry. Now, you don't hear this mentioned during, as I just said, during the election time. Oh, you're making too much money. I mean, you all getting rich off the people. They never mention that. But the evidence between is obvious between lawmakers and mainstream America. They are leeching off us and bleeding us dry. And I'm going to share this with you. The median net worth for a member of Congress surpassed $1 million in 2013. Now, maybe in this audience today, there are lots of people that are millionaires. I'm not one of them. Maybe you are, and more power to you. They said in 2013, the median net worth is $1 million in Congress, where it remained through 2018. This compares to the average American household median net worth of less than $60,000. Did you hear what I said? From over a million to the median net worth of less than $60,000. As reported by the Center for Responsive Politics, it would take the combined wealth of more than 18 American households to equal the value of one single federal lawmaker's household. And in 2016, approximately 8% of U.S. households could be classified as millionaires, compared to more than 50% of the members of Congress. Something is out of balance here. Somebody is taking more than they deserve. No, I don't care if it's a congressman. Oh, he's a congressman. He or she's got to do this. When they pray. No. They're mere mortals. They're men and women. They ran for that office. They chose to be in that office. As you may have chosen to be a coal miner or a plumber or a school teacher. They chose their occupation. And by the way, politics should not be an occupation. It should be something people do for service. There should be limits on how long they can serve, but that's a different point and a different, maybe different program. But politicians were politics were never meant to be a lifelong pursuit, because lifelong politicians become corrupt almost every time. And this article proves it. Yet you and I struggle to pay the bills. These people are millionaires. 50% of members of Congress. Now let that sink in a minute. And wonder who serves who here. I don't know about you, but I think they got a pretty cushy job. I really do. Whether we like it or not doesn't change the facts, does it? It is what it is. On the way, some good news. Toys R Us is rising from the dead. I like this. Toys R Us, now I've never been to the stores, but I know their stance on morals, different things, and I really enjoy their stand. Months after the toy chain demise, True Kids Incorporated, also known as True Kids Brands, has gobbled up Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and their mascot, Jeffrey. A statement from True Kids on Monday cited the former toy retailer's brand power and loyalty, saying that Toys R Us and Babies R Us lines generated over $3 billion in global retail sales in 2018, though more than 900 stores and e-commerce businesses through more than 900 stores. True Kids was founded this year to salvage retailers' still valuable brands. Richard Berry, the company CEO and president, worked at Toys R Us for 33 years, rising to the rank of global chief merchandising officer. Despite unprecedented efforts to recapture U.S. market share this past holiday season, there is still a significant gap and huge consumer demand for the trusted experience that Toys R Us and Babies R Us delivers. So Barry said that the True Kids are going to do their best to resurrect the Toys R Us, Babies R Us brand. I think that's beautiful. I really do. Maybe, perhaps, there's some good news in this, because people maybe want to stay loyal to something they believed in. You never know. And on the other hand, I know all of us, probably since on this program, have heard of an automobile called a Jaguar. Maybe you've seen a few of them. I have. I wasn't overly impressed with them, but somebody was, because they spend $100,000 for a car and up. And of course, Land Rover has been a name for a lot of years, and as far as quality automobiles, especially in the sense of, we'll say, SUVs. With so much attention these days on whether Tesla would be profitable and whether or not its business model is viable for the foreseeable future, another iconic automaker is approaching dire financial straits, Jaguar Land Rover. As the following chart shows, over the past year, CDS on Jaguar Land Rover Attorneys PLC has soared. Anyway, folks, it is dropping fast. As a result, the probability of default for the car maker over the next 5 years has soared to 54%. Wow. Who would have thunk it? I mean, Land Rover and Jaguar. Maybe going bankrupt. Woo. You know, I mean, that may sound like nothing, and I guess it really to you and I probably is, because if you're like me, you'll never own a Land Rover or a Jaguar. But when you think about the statement that an automobile that that has been so well known for so long and supposedly such a high quality machine has a 54% chance of going bankrupt over the next 5 years. That's quite a statement, I think. I do believe that is a little bit, at least shocking to me. I mean, I never dreamed of owning one, but I never thought they would go bankrupt. That is amazing. Do you remember back in the 70s? Maybe early 80s, when Chrysler about went under. I remember back then I made a joke, well, Chrysler got on welfare, and we bailed them out. You remember that? Chrysler just about went under. And I think rightfully so. Their cars turned into almost nothing but junk. And Lee Iacocca took over the company, got it back on track, and started building quality automobiles again, and that's the truth. But I guess it shouldn't be shocking me that Jaguar could be in the same kind of straits. I mean, I don't know if the car's quality's dropped or what it's been, Maybe people can't afford them. I really don't know. But it looks like it could be going under. And on the same lines of declining economy, I think this is a big, big part of the proof of the declining economy in the world, not just here. Ocean shipping rates plunge. Now, this is quite significant, I do believe. The more stuff being made and sold, the higher the demand for such ships, and thus the higher the price to rent one, and vice versa. This is definitely one of the vice versa times. After rising to robust levels in 2018, the Baltic Dry Index has since plunged by about two-thirds. Now, folks, to drop two-thirds off in business statute in a year is amazing. Dry bulk ship owners face a long period of uncertainty as spot prices collapse and China shipments shrink. A slowing global economy, coupled with weak demand from China over the Lunar New Year and from Brazil after Vale S.A.'s iron ore disaster, is dragging shipping rates to near record lows, and few in the industry expect things to improve anytime soon. Wow, near record lows. Brokers in Singapore and London said capsized vessels, the largest ships that move bulk commodities like iron ore, coal, and aluminum, were chartered in the spot market for as low as $8,200 a day on Thursday, a $500 decline from Wednesday. Break-even costs, folks, for these things are $15,000 a day, sometimes as high as $20,000 a day. And they were as low as $8,200 a day. So they're around half of what they ought to be, or less. And the demand has dropped to the prices that has dropped that low. That is not a good sign for the global economy. I'm not an expert on this. But if goods are not being shipped, that means they're not being produced and sold. What's that going to mean in the long run for a lot of us? I really don't know. I would assume it's going to cost more for what we do have. I don't know what people have quit buying. I would assume at least a lot of them have quit spending money on things that are frivolous. I would think that's part of it. Although this past year's record-breaking sales for holidays didn't seem to show that, but the Baltic Dry Index dropping by two-thirds is quite a drop. And worldwide, financially, people are hurting. They truly are. Folks, you know what Melly talks about right here about buying tangible assets like gold and silver? Applies not only to America, but the whole world. And many, many peoples, China, Russia, governments and people and citizens of those countries are buying gold and silver, possibly more so than we are. I don't know that the U.S. government is purchasing anything in the way of tangible assets to back the dollar. I don't know that. I can't say there are or not. I haven't seen the figures to prove it. But Russia and China are, and the peoples in Russia and China are also doing the same thing. Could it be that we have become so accustomed to luxury and ease in this country that we don't understand hard times, so we're not willing to prepare for them? Could that be? Could it be that because for years we had a capitalist society that really did produce more and we developed a much higher life living standard than about any nation in the world? Could it be that we got accustomed to it and we've forgotten? Well, my generation never knew what it's like to have a hard time, really, as far as starving and doing without a place to sleep. Not many of us have ever faced that. But now that we're changing gears and going from a capitalist society into a socialist society, actually a communist society, because if you take a look at the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, all of them have been fulfilled in America. So we are communist. No, we haven't seen maybe a lot of things they've seen, but the economy's come down really quickly. We have got to the point now that we have people like Cortez in office, Alexandra Cortez. I'm sure I've mentioned before that she's now in office, and she is actually, this woman isn't qualified to be a babysitter, much less a congressman or congresswoman. But the people that elected her are dumber than she is, obviously. I'm just telling like it is. This woman wants a totally socialist society. We covered it last week briefly when she wants to, you know, upgrade all buildings. Everything in this nation wants to be upgraded to be energy efficient. They want 100% clean power for the next 10 years. She wants universal access to healthy food. She wants to give everybody complete free health care and affordable electricity. and eliminate unfair competition. Capitalism causes competition, which causes better products and lower prices, doesn't it? And as I said, she wants to get guaranteed everybody a free medical care and paid vacations and retirement for security to everybody in the United States. And she wanted free money for anybody that didn't even want to work. She wanted free money. She wanted guaranteed incomes for people that did not want to work. And she was confronted with that. It was taken out of her platform. It's taken out. So this is what we have on this country, my friends, that this is what's taking over our society. And you think it's going to get better financially? Are we really that stupid? And now in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel wants to put out the UBI, Universal Basic Income, for some people in his city. He wants to start out low, he said, with 1,000 low-income Chicagoans. He wants to give them $1,000 a month. They can use the funds any way they want to. It's unconditional. They can decide what to do with the income. They can do anything they want to with it. It's going to last about a year and a half, they said. They want to do this for a year and a half, see what happens. And he said he wants to give it to people that are most vulnerable, that need the money, but he doesn't want to get so much that it's going to take away the existing benefits like SNAP and child care and Medicaid. He doesn't want to raise it to the point that they'll lose their benefits. That always bothered me. People tell me, well, I don't want a job. I'll lose my benefits. Come on. It'd be about $12 million a year to do that. Okay? About $12 million a year. But now, I got a question to ask you. I think there's something like 12 million people in Chicago. I'm guessing. I don't know off the top of my head. But when the other Chicagoans see the fact that these people that don't want to work or they're low income are getting $1,000 a month paid to them from the city with this free money, do you think there might be a stampede for more to come and get it? Where does this money come from? Does government go out and find the government workers, like, does Emanuel find a job at McDonald's and help pay that with his taxes? Where does this money come from? It's free money. Please tell me where you get this free money. How does it work? Who gets free money? Somebody show me how to get free money. I would like to know. The Fed prints it? Yeah, they do. And they print it out of nothing? Or it's a digital computer somewhere where it really is nothing. But every time it happens, the Feds charge us, interest on this that we can never pay back. Think about that. And Rahm Emanuel is going to give 1,000 Chicagoans $12,000 extra a year to do with what they want to, but not high enough that they lose their other benefits. This is a socialist nation. And we're going down that drain so quickly. We haven't learned any lessons at all from other nations like Venezuela and many others and Zimbabwe. We haven't learned anything at all. Americans are one of the most, if not the most, uneducated people in the country, in the world. I said country, in the world. We see nothing. We don't want to know anything. Because it's going to make us change our mind on something. We don't do that, do we? It's break time again already. I pray I'm doing a good job for Melody, and hope I'm blessing you all too with some information. I really am. And you'll call Melody at 800-375-4188, and don't wait. Do it.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All righty, folks, we are back. Again, this is Pastor Butch Paul filling in for Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survivor, Survival. And you can call her at 800-375-4188. You know, I don't mind calling Financial Survivor because that's what we're going to do. You better be planning on that because if things fall apart, you're going to need to survive. And I can't tell you again how blessed I've been to listen to people like Melody. I really can't. Now, I'm going to do something here that I wasn't sure I was going to do. But I already talked to Todd about it, and he said I could do it. I got a lot more news here. You don't have to call if you don't want to. Please note that. But if you want to place a phone call and say something to me, you're welcome to call in. I'll give you the number in a second. But keep in mind that this is for right now at 4 o'clock or 4:40 p.m. Eastern time. When this is rebroadcast tonight, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, don't call because nobody's going to be there. But it is a live program right now. It goes live from 4 to 5 Eastern. 5 days a week. So if you want to call and make comments, you can. Here's the number. 717-300-1218. 717-300-1218. If you want to call and say something, you can. I know Melody doesn't generally do that, but I've always done a show with taking phone calls. If you want to call and ask a question, make a comment, please feel free to do so. Now, back to news. U.S. and EU to slap new sanctions on Russia. I don't know how long this is going to go on before something has to happen here, but apparently Russia has detained 24 Ukrainian sailors who they said were causing problems near the Kerch Strait. They were said they were commandeering the ships. They took the Ukrainian artillery ships and a tugboat. And said that they had rammed and fired on. Well, folks, I don't know what's going on here, but this there's a confrontation here with these people. And U.S. and EU says turn them loose. If you don't, we're going to put sanctions on you. The Russia said they were unsafe in the strait and maneuvering dangerously near the Kerch Strait, and they seized the boats. They rammed them and seized them and arrested 24 sailors. So because of this, the United States and EU are thinking threatening sanctions on Russia. I don't know. We'll see. Do you know the sanctions have led to war? Oh, yeah. That's what got Japan involved in World War II. Oh, check it out. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. I think you'll find it very interesting. In a change of gears now, I'd like to get into another topic. Now, if you want to call, you're welcome to. Like I said, 717-300-1218. Do you all do realize that unrest in a country can cause a lot of problems, including financial? Well, I did not know this, but it looks like Haiti is in the middle of a huge mess. No word from Haiti's president as fear paralyzes capital. A masked demonstrator gestures before burning tires during protests in Port-au-Prince on February 10th, just a couple days ago. A mass demonstrator in Port-au-Prince, sporadic gunfire echoed through the streets of Port-au-Prince on Monday as government remained silent in the face of protests that have paralyzed the Haitian capital and triggered rising violence. The normally traffic-clogged streets are largely empty of schools, shops, and municipal offices were shuttered for fear of more violence that has already left several people dead and an air of uncertainty hanging over the government of President Jovenel Moise. Barricades have sprung up in some areas of the capital and other cities as protesters have taken the streets demanding the president step down over reports of mismanagement and possible embezzlement of the development funds in the impoverished Caribbean nation. Folks, it's not just America that's going into chaos with division of where. It's everywhere. And when people are rioting in the streets, whether it be in France, wherever it is, things can happen and do happen. And people around the world are becoming very, let's say, uneasy and maybe a little bit frustrated with what they see going on, and to the point that they're willing to take a stand. It says Germany, this is about Germany, dreams of refuge workforce vanish as 95% of non-white invaders remain on welfare. Did you hear that? Germany let was refugees, asylum seekers, into Germany. I mean, you're talking about thousands of them. Somewhere in the area, I think like 450,000 in that area of brought in to Germany. And this, well, I'm sorry about that. It's actually over 900,000. And they were going to try to find them work so they could provide for themselves. 95% still are on welfare. Now, think about that. That is huge. So, over 860,000 of them are still not working. They're living off the Germans who let them come in. And, of course, that makes the people a little bit upset, and I can certainly understand that, because we're seeing the same thing here in the United States. We spend billions of dollars on illegals, asylum seekers, or whoever it is, and they don't want to work, or they can't find work, wherever it may be. It makes no difference. We're still feeding them. But we're not the only nation like that. Germany's going through the same situation. These job seekers just couldn't either find work or can't do the work. Now, I can't help but what the figures say, what the article says. I just share it with you. They said many of these people are not intelligent enough to do the jobs that they applied for. They can't run the equipment. They can't do complicated jobs, so they have no work for them, really. So they're still living on welfare. That is something to think about. I mean, if they let in almost a million workers, a million people, and they cannot find work to sustain themselves. That's really not a good thing, is it? And Brexit, you know, the issue in the UK with Brexit is growing still more tense. So the UK economy takes a turn for the worse. The British economy has not had a worse year since the global financial crisis, and Brexit uncertainty is clearly to blame. The government even admits it. Official figures released Monday show that the lack of clarity over Brexit weighed on businesses throughout 2018 and kept a lid on their investments. For 2018 as a whole, the economy grew by 1.4%. The last time it performed so weakly was in 2012 during Europe's debt crisis. The time before that was 2009, when it contracted 4.2%. So the Brexit issue in the UK is causing problems. It's to the point, now listen, I'm not making this stuff up. This is actual reports I'm reading with you. A nation that goes into chaos and gets into the point of maybe rioting and perhaps looting and killing, it can be, it's an unpleasant situation. It says the NHS stockpiling body bags as no-deal Brexit odds climb. For months now, Britons have been subjected to one alarming headline after another as the UK government and business community have scrambled to prepare for the food riots, trash crisis, blood in the streets that the experts have warned might happen after the customs barriers iron curtain arise. In the last 2 weeks alone, leaks to the British press have warned about the arrival of a Cold War era plan to airlift the Queen out of London, the simmering risk of malnutrition and or starvation as warehouses run out of fresh food and medicine, of course, an explosion of immigrant-fueled crime as EU switches off access to various and sundry criminal databases. That didn't make any sense. They shut off the access to, anyway. And now, as if the vision of a Mad Max style post-apocalyptic hellscape wasn't vivid enough, a reporter for the UK's ITV has published a letter sent by Health Administrator Stephen Hammond advising MPs that the NHS had begun purchasing emergency medical supplies, including stockpiles of body bags. in preparation for what is what the BOE, number 10 Downing Street, and others have decried as a worst-case scenario of a no-deal Brexit. Folks, this is really serious. I mean, this is really serious, is it not? I mean, when they're ordering body bags, and they're going back to the cold air plan of airlifting the Queen out of London in case something happens, that is serious, is it not? But you say that's in Britain, or that's in Haiti. That's not here. Oh, my, folks, if you can't see the same type of civil unrest growing in America, then you're not looking at the news. You're not watching anything. It's amazing. And the divisions, my friends, are not accidental. The divisions are on purpose. The enemy comes to divide and conquer. Even Christ himself said, "The house that divided cannot stand." This is the intentional divisiveness to cause chaotic situations in a nation. Listen, folks, the communists have done that for years, sending in infiltrators to cause problems in societies, to cause riots and rioting. And it's here now. Just get over the fact that we are no longer a nation that once prospered and were blessed with peace and prosperity, and we were safe in our homes. That's going away. It's going away. As a matter of fact, as you know, Trump spoke in El Paso, and a man, supposedly a Trump supporter, angry with the press, attacked some reporters, knocked over cameras, and yelling words that I won't repeat on the air about the media. I won't say it, but he's supposed to be a Trump supporter, and he went on knocking over a reporter, shoved down a reporter from BBC, and was dragged out by the cops. This is in a society at one time, this type of behavior would have been abhorrent, but now we're seeing it all the time. And that no matter whose fault it is, whether Trump is in the right and making a difference and people hate him for it, or the other side just wants to cause problems, or both ways, I don't know, but it's happening. It's getting to the point now that in Tampa, Florida, folks, this is America. Please prepare yourself for what's coming in the future. If you don't, no one else can do it for you. No one will do it for you. Florida school arms up, hires two former combat veterans to prevent mass shootings in schools. Just south of Tampa, Florida, students at the Manatee School for the Arts roam the hallways past an armed combat veteran who is constantly looking out for threats. By the end of February, another one will be manning a guard shack at the school's entrance. 39-year-old Harold Verdicia, a former infantryman in the U.S. Army who completed tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, patrols the hallways. Manatees trapped with a 9mm Glock, a 19 shot, and a Kel-Tec bullpup rifle, according to the Herald Tribune. Oh my, I know most of y'all aren't as old as I am, but the Manatee school's got armed guards. When I went to school, students could take guns to school and leave them in the office and go hunting after school. I did it, I know. They put them on school buses and take them out after school with a change of clothes and go hunt with their friends. But no one ever thought of a school shooting. It was unheard of. Now, what's happened in the last 45, 50 years? What changed in society so much that we went from a place where children were in a public setting where they were safe and no one ever dared enter in and do anything, any harm to the children? What happened to the mindset? What happened to the morals of the people? What happened? Could it be that when they took prayer out of school and God out of school in the 1960s, that things started changing? When there are no absolute morals to live by, when there are no rules to live by, that when man's ideas are the ultimate authority in all things, could it be when man's ideas start changing and compromising good and evil, that things like this happen? Of course, that's what happened. Without the moral code of a righteous God's laws, anything can happen and is happening. Now we're at the point in this country where death means nothing, where killing unborn babies, killing old people, slaughtering people in the streets, it doesn't make any difference. And now we have schools where they have to put in armed guards. Somebody once says that when people will not govern themselves, They have to be governed by others. You understand that? And where virtue is, there is liberty. When virtue is not present, there is tyranny. Think about that a little bit. And when there's tyranny, that means somebody controls everything that's happening to the people. That means financially, that means materially, everything's got to be controlled and doled out as needed. Do you see that happening in America? Do you see the start of this very much so in our lifetime right now? I mean, folks, even in places like Italy, one of the main leaders of that name is Salvini, says he's going to eliminate Italy's central bank, and he's going to put fraudsters of the bank in prison. When I think that may be a really good idea, but it's not. See, again, it's not just America; it's all around the world. A fiat currency system that's been going on around the globe for at least 100 years is coming to roost in many nations. People are seeing it, and people are becoming angry. When the populace become uneasy, they either are controlled by guns and tyrants, or they turn back to liberty and demand virtuous justice. Do you see any virtue what's happening in this world today? Do you see any common sense virtue where somebody's really trying to make a difference? Do you see that? If you do, let me know. I don't. And folks, I know I haven't done as well as Melody Sears can do, and I miss Melody today. She's a very, very good friend of mine. And I wish you'd call her at 800-375-4188. You can tell her that I sent you over and I done whatever done, good or bad, did the best I could. 800-375-4188. I'll see you again Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock with Melody. She'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, so you all stay tuned and have a wonderful afternoon.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.